Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 167. Welcome to episode 167 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Now, if you're like most Spanish learners, I know that listening and understanding Spanish can be one of the hardest parts of really getting to fluency. So what I'm going to focus on in this episode is three ways that you can improve your Spanish listening skills, because let's face it, even if you know a ton of vocabulary in Spanish, even if you know how to start a conversation and you can speak pretty well, it's going to be really difficult to reach fluency or even continue a basic conversation if the minute someone starts speaking to you in Spanish, you do not understand what they're saying. Now, there are many, many reasons for this. A lot of it has to do with the fact that native speakers generally speak pretty quickly. We also may experience sometimes encountering speakers from countries that we may not be familiar with. So we may not know aspects of the culture or the specific language that's spoken in that country, or we're just not familiar with hearing that accent, right? So some of those things can come into play. But the number one reason why most Spanish learners struggle with listening comprehension is because we go about it the wrong way from the beginning. We start out super intimidated and we say native speakers talk too fast, so we only listen to very slow Spanish, if we listen to Spanish at all. And if we're honest, most of us are more comfortable with just reading in Spanish and maybe writing. Even if we're interacting with others, we might be more comfortable sending text messages or emails rather than voice notes or having a conversation, let alone in person. So all of those things can be impediments that really can actually hinder us from improving our Spanish listening comprehension, because from the beginning, we literally are not exposing ourselves to how Spanish is actually spoken. So it's really important to focus on listening comprehension as a skill, because just like building vocabulary, having the ability to read in Spanish, having the ability to hear and understand what native Spanish speakers in particular are saying is a very important thing that you should focus on if you really want to be fluent in Spanish. So for that reason, I love to focus on this topic because I think it's one of the most beneficial things that you can really conquer if you're a Spanish learner who is really stuck in this perpetual phase where you're learning with vocabulary, you're listening to podcasts like this one or other podcasts in Spanish, and you're intimidated to actually have a conversation with a native speaker that's not a Spanish teacher, for example, right? Because oftentimes when we're in a teaching environment, even if it's a native speaker, they'll tend to speak a little bit more slowly. They'll speak more of a standard Spanish. And you might hear even that same person talking to friends and family, and you'll be completely lost. So what we want to do is make sure you're able to get in on the conversation and you don't have to sit on the sidelines anymore. So let's talk about three ways that you can improve your Spanish listening skills. Now, the first way, and this is the most important, because like I said, a lot of us are pretty good reading in Spanish. Like, we can recognize words when we see them, we can kind of figure out the meaning, but when we hear those same words, we often do not understand them. So my first suggestion is that anytime you are learning new vocabulary, learn it with an example in context and listen to the audio. So anytime that I advocate for expanding your vocabulary, I'll say, you know, you want to learn words from a particular source. And I'll talk about that in sort of my next two steps that you can use. But regardless of the source that you use, you really want to make sure that you have some audio component. Whether you're learning single words or phrases, usually it's going to be a mixture of both. You will want to hear how the words are pronounced at natural speed by a native Spanish speaker as you are learning that vocabulary. That way, from the very beginning, you will know how the word is supposed to sound. Instead of, you know, kind of reading it on our own, and we may be saying it in our own voice, right? We have that internal voice that we have going on while we're reading. The problem with that internal voice is that oftentimes it has incorrect pronunciation, right? So even though we may learn a new word, we're reading like tango, and we haven't heard a native speaker say it as tango, and we're like, oh, that sounds really different, right, than how I heard it in my head. Well, obviously, right, because you're not a native speaker. So it's really important that anytime you're learning new words or phrases, that you add an audio component to it. And the way that I suggest that, there's two ways that you can actually incorporate that into your learning. The first way and most easiest way is to use a flashcard app, something like Quizlet, which is something I generally recommend. And I'll include all these links in the show notes as usual. So just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/167 for episode 167. And I'll link to everything that I mentioned in this episode. But Quizlet is great because even though it's more of like a computer generated voice, it still gives you the correct pronunciation. So you can actually create a deck of flashcards of words and phrases, and then you can turn on the audio option so that as you're reviewing your flashcards, you're actually hearing the words as you're seeing them. That means that you will start to associate the word with its correct pronunciation, and you'll be a lot more likely to understand it when you hear it in the real world. So that's my first tip. You want to make sure that you always learn new vocabulary with audio. Now, the second thing that I recommend and the second way that you can really improve your Spanish listening skills is by using conversations to learn from. Now, that could be either conversations on a podcast. It can be conversations with your own Spanish tutor or coach, or it can be listening to something like an interview. And actually, next week on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing a portion of an interview with Celia Cruz, who is a Cuban, or was, she has passed, a Cuban salsa singer. So I will be sharing some of that so you can hear her voice and conversational tone, and we can actually begin to use that to explore some of the tips I'm giving you today about how to improve your listening comprehension. So if you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and you will get access to next week's episode, as well as all episodes of the podcast, so you can really learn how we can use conversations to improve our listening skills. So you might be asking, well, how do I do that? So the easiest thing to do, like let's say you already have a tutor or a coach that you're meeting with on a regular basis, you'll want to start getting recordings of those conversations. The reason for that is you want to be able to review them after your lesson. Get the audio. If you can get the video as well, that's fine. But you want to be able to review, listen to that conversation after your lesson. And this is great because, one, you'll be able to compare your speech with your teacher or your tutor or coach's speech. And again, I know it might be cringeworthy. I know a lot of us do not like listening to ourselves. I get it. But we're going to have to get over that if we really want to improve. So watch the recording or listen to the recording of your Spanish lessons with your Spanish tutor or teacher or coach. And the reason to do that is you've already had the conversation, but when you listen back, you might notice there's some things that you missed. And you can, you know, you can rewind, you can play it again, you can slow it down, speed it back up. You'll have an opportunity to make sure that you caught everything being said. And you'll also be able to ask follow-up questions in your next lesson. So the reason I suggest doing this is because when you use conversations, you'll catch little verbal cues that you don't always get with the written language. So for example, there's things that Spanish speakers say that only really occur when you're in a conversation. Something like in English where we say, right? We say that a lot. It's sort of just like a verbal tic some of us have. I'm sure I've said it on the podcast before. Things like that in Spanish actually are a little bit different. If you're listening to a Spanish speaker, you might hear something like este instead of But you wouldn't have noticed that if you hadn't have actually paid attention to the conversation. And again, most people don't write those things, right? So if even if you're reviewing a transcript, the transcript's not going to have those filler words, as they're called. Things like, those things are all going to be cut out. But it's important to kind of understand that cadence, because even as you're developing your own speech in Spanish and you want to sound more natural, you might want to replace some of your tendencies to say things that you'd say in English and substitute them with something that sounds more natural in Spanish. So this is also one of those dead giveaways. Like a lot of times I can tell someone's not a native speaker, even if they speak really well, if when they forget something, they kind of pause and they go, so, you know, it's like, okay, well, that's English. So instead of saying something like así que or entonces, they say so, because they revert back to their English sort of brain when they can't think of something. So you want to learn little things like that. The other thing that is great about using conversations is that you'll be able to pick up natural speech patterns, and you'll identify words that are used very often in conversation. So there's lots of things that, again, you will pick up from little phrases that people say that are connecting phrases between different thoughts, and you'll be able to take note of those if you're listening to the conversation. So whether it was a lesson that you had, or an interview, or just another conversation, even if it's from a video, right, you can still use anything that's conversational, and that will really, really help you begin to improve your listening skills. Now, once you've chosen a conversation that you're going to use to improve your listening comprehension, there's a few things that you should do with it. Number one, like I said, obviously you'll have the recording. You want to listen to it and review it just for overall comprehension. So think of it like if you're watching a movie, right? You don't want to be a critic out the gate. You want to understand the storyline. You want to understand what's happening, who are the main characters. So you're going to do the same thing when you listen to a conversation, whether, like I said, it's a podcast interview or a video that you found. Anytime someone's having a conversation, you really just want to understand what is being said. So you might not understand every word the first time through, but you're just going to try to get the main idea. So that's the first time you listen. The second time you listen, you're actually going to take a moment to identify any words that you did not understand. So this could be a word that you heard what they said and you're like, huh, I don't know what that word is. What does that mean? And you'll want to note those down. So whether it's a word or a phrase, you want to note down anything that you didn't understand. And again, you should just be listening to this to pick up whatever words you can. Now, you might not get every single word, but again, you're just listening to kind of see, okay, what were those words that I missed? And you're going to note those down. Now, the third time you listen, and again, you want to pick something that you find interesting, because when you're practicing listening comprehension, repetition is really important. So you will be listening to this a lot. So now the third time you listen, you've noted down the vocabulary, you have the main idea. This time, if you're still not exactly sure what's happening, you might want to use a feature to slow the audio down just a bit, so you can catch any phrases that were said really quickly. So it's really good if you have a transcript as well, because then you can identify what those things are, but you want to slow them down just so you can hear them, and you want to practice repeating those phrases. So any phrase that you identify that's new or any word that's new, you're going to want to listen and repeat just those phrases so that you kind of get a sense for how it's supposed to sound and how you pronounce the words. And practicing your pronunciation also really does help with your listening comprehension, because you have to pay a lot of attention to how something sounds in order to pronounce it correctly. So again, you'll slow it down if you need to, and you're going to really hone in on identifying those phrases and words that you didn't understand because they were said too quickly. You're going to note those down as well, and you're going to practice pronouncing them. Now, what you're going to do from there is take a little bit of a break, right? You're going to step away from the content, the conversation you're listening to. You're going to want to sleep on it, right? Because sleeping really does help kind of reinforce new things that we're learning. And then the next day, you want to review that list of phrases and words again. So anything that you didn't understand, you want to review them, listen to just those words, and practice saying them. And then you'll want to give another shot at listening to the conversation. And you'll want to do this a few times. I'd say at least two times, maybe three, just to, again, get a feel for what are those things that you're able to understand now, because again, after you go through this, you will be able to understand a lot more. And once you get more comfortable with it, then you're going to really start to notice the things that stand out that you're just not getting, like those sticking points. You're like, okay, I've heard this three times, but I keep missing this particular word or phrase. So those are the ones you're going to want to put a little star next to so that you can practice them over and over again. So you're going to focus on practicing those a little bit more after you listen a few more times. And then again, you'll take another break and you'll repeat this a few days later. So I suggest waiting at least a day or two. That way you're not memorizing it, right? You don't want to get to a point where you're just sort of parroting everything because you're memorizing the conversation. So you want to wait a few days and then come back to it and do the same process again. Now, when you do that, you should notice an improvement in your listening skills from when you first listened. And if you want to, the first time you listen, I would actually rate about how much you think you understood. So from 0 to 100%, you could say, listen, I think I understood about 20% of what was said. And then when you do this 3 days later, you'll want to reassess and say, huh, now I understand about 75 or 80%. It may not be 100, and that's okay. But you want to reassess after a couple days, after you repeat this process a few times, and see where you're at. All right. So I know that was a lot. I hope that you found it helpful. Again, feel free to rewind this and listen to that process again. But it really does help if you use conversations, because again, you'll pick up on a lot of things that are only said in conversational Spanish that you won't find in written forms of Spanish. And the last thing that you can do, the last way that I really, really enjoy improving listening comprehension is through music. Now, of course, this is Learn Spanish con Salsa, so obviously, right? We have to use music here. So the reasons why, there's actually several reasons why music is very, very good for improving your listening comprehension in Spanish and just for learning the language in general. And a lot of it has to do with the way that music connects to our emotions. And anytime something is emotional for us, has some type of emotional component, our brains are signaled to actually pay more attention and then also to remember those things in a much greater way than if it was just something that was read, kind of dry, no emotional content at all, right? So music really does tap into our emotions, which really can help us begin to associate a positive emotion or something meaningful, even a negative emotion. A lot of us have songs that we remember, you know, in our native language, right, that may bring back sad memories or nostalgia or whatever, right? That's what music naturally does. So we can use that power of music with language learning to help increase our ability to hear and understand and retain what we've heard and understood with Spanish. So music is great for that. It also has a rhythm to it and is content that's always by native Spanish speakers, right? So they're singing in their own language. I mean, unless you're listening to the Justin Bieber remix of Despacito, right? Like, normally when there's a song in Spanish, the singers are native Spanish speakers. Anyway, but yes, music is great for all of those reasons. It also has a lot of repetition, especially the chorus of a song. So I always recommend, if you're going to choose a song, that you start with listening to the chorus, because it's going to have a lot of repetition and it's going to repeat over and over again. So you will be able to pick up on what's being said in the chorus a lot quicker than, say, one of the verses of the song where you may only hear a phrase or word once. So the third thing is picking a song that you really, really love, something you just like the sound of, even if you don't understand any of the words. And you're going to use the same process that I mentioned with conversation. You're going to listen to the song a few times, just to get a gist of the rhythm of the song, kind of what it's about overall. Then you're going to listen to it a little bit slower. And as you do this, you're going to note down any words or phrases that you didn't know, something that was new to you, something that maybe you've heard before, but you just keep forgetting. And then you're going to want to review those words and phrases and practice your pronunciation. And with music, it's great because you can do that while you're singing along, even if you can't sing like me, right? You can sing in the shower, in the car, no one can hear you. Perfectly fine. So you can sing along and it'll also help you improve your pronunciation. And those words, you'll start to learn them and they'll start to sink in and you'll start to remember them a lot better. So music is a great tool. And again, learnspanishconsalsa.com. You can go and find past episodes of the podcast, including our episode from last week, where we have reviewed different songs that you can listen to and practice this method on your own. So as a review, the three ways that you can improve your Spanish listening skills are: number one, always learn new vocabulary with audio. Number two, use conversations to improve your listening comprehension by listening to them over and over again, following the method that I laid out in this episode. And number three, harness the power of music to improve your concentration and memory by listening to one of your favorite songs and learning new vocabulary from those songs. Anytime you begin to do this, you will not only build your vocabulary, but you'll improve your ability to listen to and understand native Spanish speakers speaking the language at its normal pace. So I hope you found this episode helpful. As always, if you have any questions or if there's a song request or something you want to hear on the podcast, feel free to message us at Learn Spanish Con Salsa. You can also email me directly at host@learnspanishconsalsa.com. And as always, I hope something you heard in this episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.